Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial Statehouse Museum.
Steve Brown is a poet and an English teacher, currently working at White River Academy for Boys.
I have two careers. My first career is being a poet. My draw to teaching has been to teach kids to write. I absolutely love how much they want to express themselves. In high school, I listened to a lot of music. I got interested in the way words were put together. A poem really is frozen energy. This one happens to tie in with where I work at the boys' home. This is called "She's a Brick House Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea." Somewhere past Mendocino, hidden in an alcove, below a glass and gray wood cedar mansion, perched precariously on a black cliff, is a tiny two-bedroom clapboard cottage, tucked back behind a couple of dunes. Myrtle, that's her name, sits there rocking slightly on one of those old metal porch chairs from the 50s, painted turquoise, in her cotton-white wedding dress, happy as sunshine, reading her Bible, while the horrible whir of a helicopter blades sounds up, and this big dragonfly bug rises up behind the dunes like Satan's sun, a black spot on an otherwise typical silvery sodium Northern California sky. The reason why? Well, that great wood cascading cedar deck, 12 tiers to be exact, with 2 jacuzzis and 5 great brass bowl fire pits, leads only to a small stone path that ends in an old rusted barbed wire fence and blackberry bush. She gives the rich man with the helicopter homemade cookies just like her mother used to, but won't give up one lick of her beach access. Even shouldered her dead husband's shotgun once. Mother of God, he thought, that little old woman never knew she kept him from walking right out into the deep blue sea. As much as I love poetry, my real purpose could be working at White River Academy and doing for those boys the same thing that that little old lady does. I have been writing pretty much continuously since I was 16 years old. It's kind of a way a poet works. You write all kinds of stuff and then get rid of most of it and keep the part that truly matters.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.